inside the tire was a...
was an inner tube. Tube.
Yeah. You, when you fish, do you fish in, do you fish from the shore or do you go out and...
Mostly from the shoreline, uh-huh. Yes.
Now, do you ever use boats?
I have, went out in boats.
Now, what kinds of, you'd be a good person to ask about this, please. The man I talked to yesterday wasn't a fisherman, but what kinds of boats do they have around here? Small boats that...
Mostly they're small boats, but the most of them are run by, you know, gas uh-huh. motors. And
yeah.
And then they have a little, some of them have a little, just a little motors pulled by a battery.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've seen those. I've seen them advertised. Yeah,
they have.
They work pretty well.
Just, oh yeah, fine. They just ease along, you know, don't make much racket. Uh-huh. Just run that boat just as smooth as.
Is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's what the trolls, a lot of them trolls with uh-huh.
them. Now, does, the boats, now, those old-time boats, like when you were a boy, the boats that had, did they have some with kind of squared-off fronts?
Well, some of them do, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But most of them is pointed fronts, uh-huh. you see.
Would they ever call them anything other than just boats, especially
well,
the kinds you...
some call them canoes, and I reckon.
Could a canoe have a flat bottom?
Yeah, kind of, yes, like.
It isn't... I mean, you're not, when you mentioned canoe, is that only the kind of Indian-like boat, the kind of boats that the Indians used, or would it be something?
No, not what they use now is not like what the Indian used. Mm-hmm. They used dugout boats, you know, mm-hmm. mostly old Indians did, yeah. and bark boats. And
did they ever build any bark boats that they...
I never did see one of them, mm-hmm. but I've read about them. That's uh-huh. about all I can tell you about those kind of boats.
Now, if you built a boat, and you took it down to the water for the first time, you say, today we're going to...
put the boat in the water,
or
launch it.
Yeah. And I want to ask you about an expression. If I asked you, did it rain much yesterday? And let's say it really came down, and you might say, yeah, it rained
hard.
Okay. Now, would you ever use the expression right smart in that situation?
Yeah, right smart. Rained right smart. Yeah.
Now, okay. Now, what I'd like to find out is how. Would you say if someone said, did you have a lot of pain in your leg, and you said, would you ever say it hurt right smart?
Yeah, heard that used a lot. It hurt right smart.
All right. Now, how about did you raise much wheat this year or corn? And you might say, would you use raised right smart?
Well, I say raised. Yes, it just depends, you know.
Sure, but I mean, if there had been a lot.
Yeah, you said raised right smart.
Now, how about if I asked you, you went fishing, and there was no limit, let's say. Would you ever say you caught a right smart of fish?
Well, most times say you caught several or something
yeah.
like that.
But I mean, if somebody went out someplace and the fish were just biting as fast as you throw the line in the water.
We'd say here we raked them today.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We raked them.
We raked them today or something like that.
Yeah.
You know,
do you ever use the expression passel? A passel of something.
Well, I've heard people use that that word. When they'd be, have a lot of biker planks or something,
yeah.
They say, I have a passel of them or something like
uh-huh.
that, you know. This depends on
yeah.
what the thing might be.
I see. But would it be likely, you wouldn't be likely to say he had a passel of pain or a passel of trouble?
No, I don't think
no.
so.
Okay. Now, if, a thing a woman wears over her dress when she's going to cook.
Apron.
Yeah. And if you're talking about a dress, you say, that dress over there that little girl has on, you talk to that little girl and you say, that. Tell her, you say, that dress is really...
pretty.
Yeah. And Mary's dress is even...
prettier.
Okay. And if you were going to... say, when you recovered that lounge...